page 155. Packard and Epstein, 1991, page 781, were among the first to notice that the increasing demand for studies focusing almost exclusively on the sexual practices of Africans was going to obliterate all other alternative approaches to explain the AIDS epidemic in Africa. They wrote in a 1991 issue of Social Science and Medicine, quote, "This narrowing of research in turn discouraged serious consideration of the role of alternative avenues of transmission, such as injections, or the role of possible cofactors, such as high background levels of infection and malnutrition, and associated problems of poverty and maldevelopment, which may be as important in the heterosexual transmission of HIV as the frequency of sexual contacts," unquote. Our objective in this essay is not to introduce corrections to the biased views held by the Caldwells, Rushton and Bogart, or similar thinkers. We are instead openly opposed to their hypothetical views and propose ethnographic evidence that reveals their positions to be erroneous on three main grounds.